Today's business news focuses on the workplace for truckers. That's the open road. Trucking companies generally do pretty well when the economy is picking up. But many trucking firms have a problem right now. They can't find enough drivers. The average paycheck has been going up, not fast enough to fill all the available positions. However, NPR's Jack Speer has a report on why it seems fewer people are interested in a life on the road.
To find out why the driver shortage exists, all you have to do is talk to the folks who make their living piloting one of those big rigs that pass you by on the highway. At a truck stop outside Green Bay, Wisconsin, truckers are pulling in for a break and a bite to eat. Melvin Vickers drives for J.B. Hunt, but after nearly 4 years, says he's ready to call it quits.
You know, you can't be at your church. It's hard with a family. And Valentine's Day, I just recently got engaged, so I'm getting out the truck this year.
I'm getting out the truck.
It's not good for a marriage.
Inside the truck stop, it's lunchtime. A group of drivers hauling livestock jokes with one of the waitresses. But the mood of some of the drivers is pretty glum. Sitting in a back booth, Ted Sahardo, a 30-year veteran, sighs as he talks about how the business has changed.
Well, my personal feelings, I feel it's time to retire. Because I don't like what I'm seeing out here.
Sahardo owns his truck and contracts with a trucking company. He doesn't like new regulations governing how long a driver can work. He says the rules make it harder to earn a living. And he also complains about the price of fuel and the fact that drivers no longer stick together like they did when he first got into the business. But if Sahardo keeps driving, he'll probably see lots of new faces. It's estimated there will be a need for 60,000 new truck drivers a year through 2012.
We are in the middle of a pretty severe driver shortage. I've been doing this for 13 years, and by far this is the most severe driver shortage I have ever been a part of.
Mike Norder is director of advertising and recruitment for Schneider National, one of the nation's largest trucking companies, which is headquartered in Green Bay. The company is hiring aggressively, both to replace drivers who are leaving and to keep up with growing demand. Todd Jaden is vice president of operations at the company. He says they have a pretty good idea how many new drivers they need to hire this year.
We'd like to grow the driver fleet between 500 and 1,000 drivers. So, you know, it's roughly a 3 to 6% growth in the driver number.
At a company-run driver training facility, a line of bright orange trucks stretch across the parking lot. Lisa Fortune drove for Schneider for almost 15 years before deciding to become an instructor. She says truck driving can be a great career, though she says many of those getting into the business don't realize what's involved.
A lot of people say, geez, I always thought it'd be fun to drive a truck and see the countryside, which it is. I mean, that is a plus to the job. But then also you have to take into consideration that you're going to be away from home for a couple weeks at a time, being away from your family. And sometimes when you get out there and you start experiencing that for real, then it hits home a little more like, geez, you know, this is fun, but at the same time I'm having to make a lot of sacrifices with my family life.
One way the industry has been trying to offset the sacrifice of being on the road so much is through higher pay. The average truck driver now makes around $40,000 a year, up substantially from just a few years ago. Last month, Schneider National put in place the biggest wage hike in the company's 70-year history, boosting driver pay on average by another $4,000 a year. One of the company's new drivers is Debbie Cauliflower. She has just completed the first phase of the company-funded driver training program. Married with four kids ranging in age from 3 to 15, she plans to team up with her husband when she finishes training.
The money is attractive, and the old adage of dumb truck drivers is long gone. You've got to be a professional out there. It takes a lot of skill, a lot of experience. You're continually learning. It's by no means going to be boring.
At Schneider National, hundreds of people sit in a large room crammed full of cubicles and computers. The company has 15,000 drivers and is using GPS technology to match drivers and loads more efficiently. That should make life on the road a bit easier. Dan Hossenjaeger heads up a pilot project called Time at Home. For the first time, the company has several employees working full-time trying to accommodate the needs of drivers.
That's basically their focus all day long, is looking at drivers that need to go home and making the best matches that meet their time at home needs and still maintain business, the business needs also.
But with fewer people willing to be away from their families for extended periods, many drivers are leaving the industry for careers in construction and other fields with more predictable hours and less time traveling. And Hassenjager says the company may be up against other forces as well.
I've told people for a long time there's just not as many cowboys anymore. There's not as many people out there with the adventuresome, I want to explore type mentality. It isn't as big a deal to go out and actually see places in the country like it was 30 years ago, but I think that's part of it, at least what I sense anyway.
However, if Snyder wants to continue growing, it will have to find those who still have some cowboy in them. The company is also trying other things, like recruiting more in urban areas and hiring older workers. Still, those who follow the industry say the driver shortage is likely to continue, especially if the economy keeps improving. Jack Spear, NPR News.
Today, a member of Congress is proposing extending the work hours for truck drivers. This would be an amendment to a highway bill, and it comes from the congressman whose district includes the headquarters for Walmart, and it's a change that some retailers want. Current rules limit a driver's workday to 14 hours, with 11 of those hours behind the wheel. If it becomes law, this new rule would extend the truck driving workday to 16 hours, with a two-hour unpaid break. Labor unions and safety advocates say that extension would make roadways more dangerous. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.